Today's No Sweat News could win you Ratfest tickets on the No Sweat News quiz on Friday morning. Plus, a bunch of our winners over the course of this week will be chosen in a grand prize drawing to go backstage and meet Shinedown and Godsmack. Oh, are you kidding me? So let's make sure we're listening to the No Sweat News all week and the quiz on... Actually, the quiz this week is going to be on Thursday, not Friday. Hey, we all know what a code brown is, right? Code brown? Yellow would be number one. Code brown would be number two. Okay. All right. So we all know what a code brown is. Yeah, and yes, this is going to be kind of gross. But it's the No Sweat News. What do you expect? Darren Blank at Dateline Kentucky for story number one, where Darren Blankenship was rushing home because he had a code brown. And what's the worst thing you could possibly run into if you have a code brown? Stop sign? Not bad. Red light? Not bad. Train crossing with the train going. No. That one's kind of bad. The worst thing that could possibly happen is police, radar, and you get pulled over, right? Well, Darren wasn't having any of that. He kept going when the cop flagged him for speeding, and he got out to the house, and he was running straight to the front door because he was suffering from a code brown, and, you know, he wouldn't listen to the police officers. There were a few other extenuating circumstances for Darren, like, number one, he was hammered, and number two, he happened to have the loaded weapon. Then he matched the description of someone who had been firing a loaded weapon in the air just outside of a bar. Well, that all being said, he wasn't lying to the police officer about the code brown, because when they threw him in the back of the police car, yep, on the way to the police station, the code brown attacked. He pooped in the back seat. And now I'm wondering, did they make him clean it up? Or do they have someone back at the police station who has to clean up the back of the police car? Because I would imagine there would be some pretty nasty things that have happened in the back seats of police cars while criminals are being drawn off to jail. I know I would probably soil myself even without a code brown, just based on what was about to happen to me. Anywho, Darren is facing several charges, including endangerment, fleeing, driving under the influence, pooping in the back seat of a car. And that does remind me of a certain bit we used to play. I might have to dig that out. Now, Dateline Egypt for story number two. We rarely get to Egypt in the No Sweat News, and it's so nice to travel, isn't it? Well, perhaps you heard last year that an ancient tomb was found in Egypt, and everyone started a petition to be able to drink what they thought was the red wine that they found with the mummy. And after analyzation, it turned out it was just sewage. Well, it's happening again. Archaeologists just found some 3,200-year-old Egyptian cheese in a tomb with the mummy, and now people are signing a petition to be able to eat the cheese, which is a terrible idea because the bacteria in it is over 3,000 years old, and it will most definitely kill you. But hey, it's a good way to go. Have some brie and a Chardonnay and some 3,000-year-old cheese, and guess what happens? Hey, we continue to travel to India for story number three, our final of the morning. 25-year-old Nilesh Kendahar, who lives in Western India, last week he got into a giant fight with his girlfriend Shivda. On Friday morning, he woke up and he decided he needed to apologize to the girlfriend. So what did he do? He put up 300 billboards and banners around their small town, and surely this would win his sweetheart's love back, right? It's a hell of a gesture, but unfortunately for him, it's one that might get him in real trouble because he didn't pay for the billboards. He just printed up 300 signs of various sizes and hung them all around town. Now the police are investigating, and 100 billboards could lead him to get charges for defacement of public property, and we don't even know if he got the chick back. So there it is, India showing up on today's No Sweat News. If you're going to put up a billboard, just buy it from the billboard company, would you? We'll see you on Thursday for the No Sweat News quiz this week. So make sure you are tuned in every day so that you can win the RatFest tickets that we are giving away. RatFest is presented by Coors Light and supported by the Ron John Surf Shop. Of course, it's September 1st at the PNC Bank Arts Center with Shinedown and Godsmack.